Okay, if you let the milk stand a while, it gets kind of thick. If you had a bowl, you might say, I had a bowl of...
Sour milk?
Or clabbered milk.
Yeah.
Could use either one.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call it lobbered milk.
No.
Or thick milk.
No.
Okay, and then I guess it's just the next stage of thickness. It becomes what you buy in the grocery store today in a little
cottage cheese.
And you don't have any older words for cottage cheese?
Well, we used to used to call it smear cake. Of course, now I don't know, unless that was just the German word.
Well,
but I've heard people call it it smear case.
Your German background?
Yes.
See, I have all that, don't I, on a form someplace. So I won't have to go through that
today.
Yeah,
that was on the questionnaire.
That was on the questionnaire. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're German. I remember they call it smear case in my
family.
Smear case.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever put any liquid on a pudding, this sort of thing? Pour over a pudding, a liquid.
Well, kind of call it sauce.
You never called it dope or dip?
Sometimes they call it a dip, but I think I usually call it a sauce.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you eat some food between regular meals, you might say, I just had a little
lunch.
You wouldn't say snack?
Well, some people call it that, but I just call it plain lunch.
Or a piece.
Well,
a bite.
Sometimes a bite to eat.
But lunch would be the most.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody asks you, when did you eat? You say, I at 6 o'clock I...
I had breakfast.
Or, when did you eat? At 6 o'clock I...
Had supper.
Or ate. That I eat, probably, but at 6 o'clock I
ate supper.
Okay, and somebody then might ask you, how many times have you
eaten?
Now, when you get the urge for a cup of coffee, you go to the kitchen, go to the stove, and
make a cup of coffee.
You don't boil it. You don't boil a cup?
Well, you boil it, but I say make a cup of coffee.
Would you say make some coffee?
Well, yes.
Or boil
some coffee? No, I'd say make some coffee.
You wouldn't cook some coffee?
No.
No.
Do they, you have a dessert made out of apples?
Applesauce.
Or with pastry, not apple pie, but...
Applesauce.
Would you talk about a cobbler here?
Well, yes. There's something else I call it.
Deep apple?
Yeah, well, sometimes apple crisp.
Crisp.
Or apple cobbler.
Cobbler is a word that you I wonder if that's German. Let's see. Well, if you had, wanted some water, you probably drink the water out of a
glass.
You would not say tumbler?
No.
Well, no.
That'd be older, you think?
Well, I've heard people use it, but we don't say glass.
Glass
of water.
And if you had some water here yesterday and there's no water today and somebody asks you, what happened to the water? And you say,
get some.
All right.
Poured it out, or
drank
it.
And then he might ask you, well, how much have you,
how much have you drank?
Okay, and somebody comes in, you want them to be comfortable, so you say, well, go over to the chair and
sit down.